Today is the last day of school for 63 teachers in Buffalo, which is unable to pay their salaries. In all, nearly 200 teachers have been laid off since the school year began. The city places much of the blame for the school budget crisis on the New York State government. John Miller reports.
Buffalo residents have gotten used to bad news about their schools, so used to it, in fact, that most of the seats were empty at this week's school board meeting, despite the fact that Superintendent Marion Caniedo was expected to announce another round of layoffs.
From our original prediction of 557 total staff, we have laid off 303.
Thanks to a partial bailout from the state assembly, Caniedo told the group, along with a frenzy of grant writing and cost cutting, the schools have managed to save more than 250 positions, most of them teachers. But for Linda Farinas, one of the few parents attending the meeting, the news was hardly encouraging.
They are not only losing teachers now, you're talking programs. And I will not believe that Buffalo is that run down that we need to go through all that. I'm sorry, I just refuse to believe it.
Superintendent Caniedo would rather not believe it either, but she says Buffalo is in a bind. By law, the school systems in New York's five biggest cities depend on the state for the bulk of their support. In Buffalo, more than 80% of the school budget comes from Albany.
They don't call us dependent for no reason. We are totally dependent, like a child, on all of the people around us. We can't levy taxes, we can't have a referendum, we aren't allowed to have a fundraiser, we can't do any of those things.
It doesn't help that Buffalo didn't even know how much money it would receive from the state until a few weeks before school opened. As it turned out, the schools got $28 million less than they had planned for. Hopes for getting a piece of a supplemental state budget went out the window with September 11th.
$5.71. Am I done?
No.
What's my next step? What am I at?
The math is pretty straightforward here at school number 6, a science and technology magnet school near an abandoned housing project just east of downtown. The school has already lost 3 teachers this year. Each of them worked with about 150 students. Pierre Lloyd teaches 7th graders. She's included in the latest wave of layoffs.
I haven't told any of my children because they have a midterm Friday, and I don't want them to be distracted with that news. I want them to put all their focus on that midterm and passing it. So I'm going to wait till the end of the day Friday and tell them. I'm doing what's best for them at this point. It's not about me, it's about the kids.
12-year-old Charissa Johnson is one of Lloyd Starr's students. She doesn't know that Lloyd is leaving, but she was part of a group that marched on City Hall last fall to protest earlier layoffs.
It's hard when you have to switch from teacher to teacher to teacher, and some teachers have different techniques, and some kids are at a different pace than other kids. So it'd be a great, great effect on us.
The school principal, Nathaniel McCray, says he feels like his building has been bombed from afar. With so many staff cuts coming during the school year, he says all the teachers and all the students have been affected. He says teachers and administrators are spending as much time helping kids adjust to the changes as they are teaching the subject matter. And that, he says, will affect performance.
We're still required to meet standards, and I don't see how that's possible this year. We'll do the best we can, but I don't see it happening.
Even in the best of times, Buffalo schools don't have it easy. 2/3 of the families in the district live below the poverty line. Nearly a quarter of all students are in special education programs. Costs keep rising, but neither the city nor the state is anxious to ante up more money. In fact, preliminary state budget figures make next year look even worse than this year. Still, school officials say the most important thing is knowing in advance how much they have to work with. Cuts in September are a lot less painful than the cuts they're making now. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Buffalo.